Yo, what's up? You're listening to True to Size, episode 75.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 75 number 75 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins. I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Hi.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Salutations.
And that wonderful voice you heard at the top of the episode. Illustrate a killer.
Ooh.
The one and only Jazz Alba.
What up?
What's up, man? What up? Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for making the flight over.
Yo, he flew all the way from Whippy.
That's far.
It's a little far.
He's
407 health.
Went farther
through the whole spectrum of Toronto.
Yeah, man.
Like literally every borough. Like that's far. Thank you. I think that might be the furthest distance traveled thus far for this podcast.
I'm happy to be here, man.
So you get that trophy for sure. Congratulations. It's a good show this week with another feel good sneaker female story this week. We've also got some good EEE submissions and at the end of the episode, we're going to play everyone's favorite game show, 21 Guestions, with our boy Jazz. And finally, yep, that's right. And finally, we're going to learn all about where he draws inspiration from, how he's so quick with the trigger, and why The Simpsons. Huh. These are the hard-hitting questions, people. But first, Joel.
Oof. Fire round.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Mr. Gerald Castro from Toronto.
Hola, Gerald.
He's actually Filipino.
Gerald.
Hi there, Gerald.
Much better.
Kumusta na si tita?
This is actually a really good question. I was excited about this one. So he says, do you guys think the collabs being released now have the popularity and story to be retroed in 10 to 15 years and still be a hit?
Damn.
So he related it to obviously like Jordans, Kobe's, LeBron's. Like they have a story because they played in them, and there's a specific, like the Kobe 81 point game comes out this year and people are like, oh, I need it. So do you guys think Travis Scott ones or Forces or Union ones or Cause fours or all these collabs coming out, do they have the power for people to actually care about them in the future in 10, 15 years? Because that's a long ways away.
It is, man.
I can't name many shoes, well, I probably could, but like collab wise, they came out 15 years ago that I can think of off the top of my head, like right away.
No, not 15 years, probably like over 10 years ago. So Amos.
The original.
Elephant print.
Yep.
Yeah.
Air Max ones.
But think of the. Yeah, there's like one, but like a handful, like probably less than five that you can think of that are super old that have that like lasting power. I don't think that they would, to be honest. I think we're in like a phase right now where everyone only cares about collaborations, and then in 10 years, it's going to be a different wave.
Yeah.
And no one's going to give a shit anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, but all those sneakers you just named.
Yeah, but so that's good. Now, man.
I know.
That's
I know.
Now. I agree. Yeah. They're all so. I think. Of everything that I listed off or anything I can think of, the only thing that would like bring the same kind of hype or draw is Cause 4s.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing.
I think that's because it was one of the first really, really big ones. And it was like, it kind of started this whole wave of big collabs with huge names. What do you guys think?
I personally think like with the whole hype that's been built around the recent collabs, I don't think it'll be there like 10, 15 years later. I think there'll probably be another hype collab then.
Yeah.
That'll probably, you know, put this collab, not so much like on the back burner, but like in the back of people's minds.
Yeah, I agree.
But like with going back to like Atmos, it's I think it's because it's the one ofs.
Yeah.
That really hit the hardest.
It's that one.
And it's like, it's the one that started the whole, the whole wave, if you want to call it.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
And I think that's why we're like just like shitting our pants all the time because, you know, it's the one of it's like oh, the OG, like you know. So
yeah,
I don't know. That's my take.
Alvin, what do you think?
I mean, I definitely agree with you guys. But don't forget that these brands can build hype like fucking like
that's their job, really.
It's like nothing. Yeah. They pull shit out of like thin air. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, oh my God, everyone has to fucking have it.
Yeah.
That's you know what too. I mean? So it's just like, I definitely agree that in terms of like history and backstory, it won't be, it will never be because of that, that
they don't hit the same.
Yeah. Mm. It'll never be because of like the history and like the actual appreciation for the shoe that people would want to buy it. Mm-hmm. If it comes out again, it'll just be for the hype and all the same shit.
Just for the same reason, basically now.
Yeah. Like it won't be because like, oh, cause like, you know, this was his last piece or like this was like he did some extraordinary. It'll just be because someone's like, oh, these are dope. Mm. And that's it.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
I could see that for sure. Jazz, what do you think?
I'm still stuck on those shoes that you mentioned. It's like if I could have them all, I'd have them all right now. But in 15 years, I don't know. I don't know. That cause Jordan 4 Cloud is nuts. It's, in 15 years, it'll still be nuts to me.
I think you're right. I think that's the only one for me that has like that lasting power of all of them. I don't see off-white Jordan 1s being cool. Well, maybe cool, but not hitting the same in 10 to 15 years. Did you see what they just reached on StockX? I think Net Magnetism was posting
that.
It. Like insane. $6,000.
Crazy.
Or like almost $7,000 Canadian now.
That's cute.
For a pair of dead stock Chicago off-white ones. Like that shoe is on its way to $10,000.
Easily.
Like 10 years ago, there was what? Maybe one or two pairs of shoes that reached $10,000. And now it's like... Every couple months, there's a pair of shoes that's getting up above five. Like Travis Scott ones is also doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like all these shoes we listed, Cause Fours, all of them are like unions are getting way up there.
Yeah, unions.
But that was a really good question. I enjoyed that one. It kind of made us think a little bit. Thank you, Gerald Castro, actually out of Brampton. What? Just gonna throw that out there.
Do you know him though?
I do know him.
Yeah.
Oh, I do know him. It's a B-town thing.
Yeah, I know actually every single resident of Brampton. Believe it or not, on episode 100, I will list every single resident in Brampton.
All right. Ready.
If we ever get there. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Next up is the CGS Picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Super cute.
Very, very cute.
Very cute.
I'm going to go first this week because I said so. My pick this week is the Nike Shox BB4 Air Canada Vince Carter Toronto Raptors edition. Coming back for the first time in a long time. Well, I guess this specific one for first time ever. Mm-hmm. I don't think the specific colorway ever came out.
No.
The
did
BB4.
He, did he wear this? Did he wear this?
No, colorway? I don't. Because they added that little... let me get into colorway. It a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the shoe itself is mostly white. It's got the purple Shox on the heel and then a red heel counter. And then everything else is white and silver. It's got like a white on white Raptor claw graphic coming up the side that is super hard to see, which I would have preferred probably if they made a different color so you could actually see it. So yeah, I don't think this color ever came out. I could be wrong. If I am wrong.
Drake wore them, right?
I did see Drake wearing them, so who cares if Vince Carter wore it? That's, I don't think if Drake wore that, it.
It's the Drake.
That's what I mean, though. You know what I mean? Like, these are retroing.
Yeah.
And why are they hype? Because Drake wore them. It's not because Vince did some crazy, stupid shit.
And because we won the title. Yeah, don't forget, we still the champs.
Sure. I'm just joking.
I didn't even know they had a claw logo on the side.
Yeah, it's hard to see, right? Yeah,
I've seen pictures and I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it's super hard to see, which is one of my many beefs with this shoe. It's too plain for me. Like, I just remember, like, the blocking is so easy, you can make, like, half of the shoe red or half the shoe purple because it's got that stitch right down the side.
It doesn't shout Raptor.
It doesn't shout Raptors. Thanks. And I obviously wouldn't wear it because it's 2019 and this is a really tough wear in 2019.
For
sure. I mean, you can make it cool, bro.
I don't even think so.
What about for ball? You wouldn't wear it for ball?
Oh, God, no. Oh, my God. I'd be less likely to wear it for basketball than
ever playing basketball after that first time.
Again.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. If you ask the Six Buzz comment section, these are trash because Six Buzz posted it yesterday to a plethora plethora of negative reviews, but for me, I'm going to call them just cute. Maybe it's because of my Raptor high from the championship.
All summer, man.
All summer long.
Oh, my whole life. But I do wish they did a little bit more with it. Mm. But simple can sometimes be good for some people. So whatever, to each their own. For me, cute. Joel, what's your pick?
Okay, so I went with the Foot Patrol Adidas ZX Torsion collaboration. They're celebrating the annual festival, street festival, and then apparently it's the world's largest street festival, according to Sneaker News.
Sneaker News knows about festivals.
They know too. Everything, bro. They do. It's the Notting Hill Carnival, is what it's called. It's led by one of the members of London's West Indian community. Mm-hmm. So they designed the sneaker based on, I guess, the wild, eccentric, I guess, costumes.
Okay.
Of the carnival. It's predominantly white. It's a white upper with little hits of gray. It's got like the neon hits as well. And they use like a fuzzy tennis ball kind of material on the stripes. It's a clean shoe. Very clean.
I do like that tennis ball material.
Yeah. That's yeah. Cool. And apparently the extorsion bar underneath the shoe, it's in like a blue, pink, tie-dye kind of colorway kind of thing. It's got like the Foot Patrol stamps, Adidas stamps on the heel counter. It's got like, I guess lace lock Foot Patrol, I guess designs on it as well, but predominantly it's just a all around clean, well executed shoe for me.
So is this supposed to be like Caravana?
I guess
is
so.
Is it Carnival?
Carnival.
Not Carnival, Carnival.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay, no, it's okay.
But it runs from August 25th.
They mean very different things.
Carnival, yeah. From the 25th to the 26th of August.
That's the Carnival?
It's the Carnival of Notting Hill out in London.
Huh.
But yeah. But yeah, it'll probably drop around then. There's really no set date and time or a date and price tag on the shoe. So I guess keep your eyes locked if you're all about the sneaker.
They're kind of, it says that it's supposed to be eccentric, but they're kind of plain to me.
Yeah.
Like when I think of like,
I guess the
Caravana or whatever, I expect like
the vault,
the torsion bar at the bottom.
I think that's
what I would
more.
Imagine the whole shoe to look like.
Yeah.
Like crazy, like that insole with the feathers and stuff. That's what I would imagine.
Should
like,
make you want to jump and wave.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
Jump and or wave. Correct.
Yeah, both.
Yes.
At the same time.
Yeah.
At the same time. With your feathers.
With your feathers. And your Foot Patrol torsions. Mm-hmm. How do you rate them, Joel?
I rate them cute. It's a clean shoe, man.
It is clean.
It's clean.
I do agree with you.
But they're really super cute, probably.
Super duper cute.
Super duper cute.
Alvin, what you got?
So I have something pretty cool. It's the Nike X We Are Cultivator Nike by You Designs. So We Are Cultivators is like, they've been around for a minute. Like, I remember seeing our homegirl, She Got Game, Megan, design some shoes for them. I think it was last year. I think it was a pair of Air Forces.
Yeah, that sounds
familiar. Or maybe she did two. But basically, they take a whole bunch of creatives, whether you're like an artist, a designer, or whatever avenue you may be. Like, they pick you and they allow you to design a Nike sneaker. So
goals.
Yeah.
Yo, this whole table is going to be doing that soon.
Goals AF.
Yo, Jazz.
Right, Jazz? I hope to. I'm saying.
I hope to.
Just saying.
So the one that Sneaker News is featuring, or the one that I picked, was a Nike Air Max 270. I follow We Are Cultivators on Instagram, though, and they had other renditions that were a little bit better than this one. I'm not trying to knock this one, but
how many are there?
It's a lot.
Is it the actual? It says they tapped 28 New Yorkers. Is there 28 designs?
That's crazy.
At least.
Holy smokes.
Wow. I know when Megan did it, there was like a, like you could buy them. So yeah. If you go onto the website, like you can like literally buy them. But I don't know. It's cool, man. And I just like that the fact that they're letting other people design shoes.
Or it's like one step below a collab. Like you're almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's cool because they're letting other people buy your design.
Yeah, exactly.
So technically it is a collab.
And they give you quite a bit of stuff you can do with it.
The one that is featured here is predominantly white with some, I guess, fault green or some sort of green.
Call it a seafoam green.
Seafoam green. What I like about it is, you know, just this. Is that how the sushi is on all of the 270s?
I don't think so. No, and I like that. I don't think so, right? The sushi is very cool.
Yeah, I like the squiggly. Like, it starts off, like, regular in the front, and then it kind of, like, goes off.
The fact that they let them do that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If this was 5 years ago.
No, you're not touching the logo. No.
Look at what they give Fragment. They gave him a stamp on a Jordan 1.
Yeah.
And it's cool where you can personalize it, which is like on the back heel. So you can put like whatever you want. This one specifically has In My Feels. Mm-hmm. But I've seen other ones where like the colorways are just different. Like as opposed to the white where the mesh is, it's like a pink. And then the other part is like a purple. And then the swoosh was like a yellow. Like there's so many different designs on here. Like there's 27 different people designing this shoe.
Yeah.
Just the possibilities of what they can come up with is crazy because they're all creators on their own. So. This specific pair is a cute for me, but you can check the other designs. They're available from August 19th till September 1st. And you can also check out the Cultivator or We Are Cultivator website too that they'll have on there.
I feel like I read somewhere because this one, the girl who designed it, Liz Beecroft, is like a mental health specialist.
Yeah.
And I feel like I read somewhere that the proceeds go to like a mental health association.
I think I read the same thing.
Or something. Yeah. I don't know if I'm making this up or
that's
not.
That's pretty dope. That's
really good. I really like that. Yeah, the swoosh is crazy. And that tongue graphic is pretty cool too. Instead of like have a Nike day, it says have a NYC day.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, I like these.
But yeah, they're cute. Maybe I'll check out the other ones and see if any of them are.
Usually they're not available in Canada, so.
It's P.O. Box that.
P.O. Box it.
Send it to Jazz's P.O. Box. No,
send it to my house in Whitby.
Oh yeah, he's basically in the U.S.
Basically there.
It's like American.
Border town. Next up, this week in kicks, now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Just a couple of things to touch on this week. Coming off of last week, where we talked about X-Glue and the Satin Draw, where they only allowed females to enter. Really, really cool. Did you guys actually happen to see all the snaps that X-Glue did that day? There was a ton of happy females.
Yeah.
I liked seeing, like, they had a line. They did that party. Like, that was super cool. I liked that a lot. And it looks like a lot of the people who won pairs kept them and wore them.
Yeah.
So kudos to X-Glue. You did a good job. Mm-hmm. But for the second week in a row now, we have some very positive female sneaker-ish sort of news. So Nike is extending the protection for their pregnant female athletes.
Wow.
So Nike came under fire when their policies for pregnant female athletes were said to be unfairly created. So basically, if you got pregnant and you were a Nike athlete, you were only allowed to take 12 months off. Before you were caught being said to be breaching your contract and you would be not able to get bonuses. And
that's what everybody gets.
But as an athlete, you need more time beforehand because you can't be playing a sport when you're pregnant.
Mm.
And then afterwards, like I think, so the breakdown that they gave, they extended it from 12 months to 18 months. So basically, female athletes are allowed to get 8 months before giving birth. And then 10 months after giving birth. Because obviously, if you're like Serena Williams and you're a tennis player, you can't be playing tennis at 4 or 5 months pregnant. You're going to.
No?
Apparently, that's what the article said.
I would not suggest anybody to try.
I can't confirm personally.
Especially at her level.
Yeah.
Real talk. I mean, you never know. Serena's definitely capable of anything.
She is a beast.
But that's dope.
Something tells me that would mess up the child. A little bit by doing that. So yes, they did change it. They changed it to 18 months instead of 12, giving female athletes a little bit more time to, first of all, be pregnant and then recover
and
from
the pregnancy.
Their pregnancy. Yeah, correct.
True.
So very cool. Shout outs to Nike. It probably should have been fixed before it even became a thing. 12 months just isn't long enough, obviously, if you're an athlete. But it's fixed now. Next up, a pair of Zion's game-worn shoes just fetched big bucks. I feel like we talked about this before on the podcast, but just really quickly. So a pair of Zion's game-worn Kyries, which he wore in a win over SDSU. Shout out to Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
There's your little Kawhi Leonard content for the episode. Just fetched, get this, $19,200.
Who wasted their money?
At auction.
Wow.
Do you think it's a waste of money?
Who wasted their fucking
signed?
Money?
Not signed, just game-worn.
I don't know. That's a waste of money.
That's a lot of money.
What's he done so far?
I think it's an investment.
And if he fucks up,
then what happens? Then it was a gamble.
Okay.
It's a gamble.
It's, I guess it's a gamble.
A lot of money,
yeah.
It's a gamble.
I don't know. Gambling $19,000. I mean, if you can afford it, obviously do your thing.
Yeah. Obviously, you had to be able to. You had to be slightly well off.
Yeah, I would hope so. $19,000. I would hope so.
I don't think second mortgage.
Signed for $19,000. Yeah.
For like nothing? Not even signed. $19,000. Not even signed.
I can't confirm. Now I'm looking back. I don't know if it said signed or not, but definitely game worn. You don't know, man. Like, think about even LeBron.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Going forward, a pair of game worn LeBrons from when he was, first of all, because now he's a Jordan brand athlete, Zion. Yeah. That might be the last time he ever wears Nikes in game. So that's a little bit of that kind of a tidbit. You know,
yeah.
I could. I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll check back.
We'll check back in
15 years.
I'm cheap as fuck. I would never. I would never spend money on a pair of shoes that someone. I mean, he is good, but you didn't even win a championship in the NCAA. Yeah. You're gonna tell me you did something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. That's just me. I'm sorry.
Like thinking about it. It could be like Jordan's band.
It could be.
Could be.
No, for sure.
About it. Yeah.
Like later down the road, Nike's like, oh, let's release Kyrie.
Yeah.
In Duke colorway.
Yeah. A Duke Kyrie. Yeah.
That's by the was. Retro. It was like a black. Yeah.
I'll buy the retro. No problem. But
yeah, it could be like you said, Jordan's band, Jordan 1, or the airship or whatever. It could be the flu game. Could be like.
It could also be a nothing.
It could be absolutely meaningless.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
A stinky pair
He's skilled,
of shoes.
Though. Yes, I mean, yeah,
stinky pair of shoes.
Not even signed.
I hope for this guy's sake it's an investment, but
hope so.
I guess it's a risk he's willing to take.
Because imagine if someone did that with like Lonzo Ball shoe. What the fuck did Lonzo Ball do?
Shit. Speaking of Lonzo Ball, real quick, did you guys see? I think it was the score posted today. Mm-hmm. It was like a TBT of Lonzo Ball at like a carnival. It might have been Wonderland. I don't know if it was actually, but it was like him doing like the 3-point contest and just bricking.
Yeah.
Like he hit one off the side of the backboard.
Yeah, it's first
like one. Bad, bad.
But he's so good.
That's just a real quick side note. I thought that was really funny.
I'm gonna look for that now.
I think it was the score. Shout out to the score.
Brick.
It's previous of Canadian reposter weather, of our no? content. Is that
why? That's what it
is. Yeah.
That's
what I don't know if it was. It looked like the Wonderland 3-point contest, but I'm sure that exists many places around the world.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, it was really funny to watch because he probably got like maybe 3 total.
Wow.
Out of like 15.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's pretty close to his shooting percentage, I think.
Yeah.
So I guess
Same thing anyway.
Not that unbelievable.
I mean, it's better than I would do, so.
So a quick follow-up, because you guys said you liked the follow-ups last week to the This Week in Kicks topics. So remember Michael Avenatti, the guy being sued by Nike for trying to extort Nike?
Oh, yeah.
The guy who alleged that Nike was funneling money to NCAA players.
Yeah.
He's alleging, since we're on Zion, that Nike discussed paying Zion $35,000 to go to Duke.
What?
It was like in discussions.
That's change, bro.
Well, not for Zion. For Nike, it's literally like dropping a dollar on the floor and being like, oh, I don't want to pick that up.
Yeah.
Maybe not a dollar, like a quarter. I'd pick up a dollar. But $35,000 to a college athlete who's made zero money yet is like,
that's crazy.
That could be life changing.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty crazy. That's your quick little follow up. That whole litigation process is still ongoing, by the way.
Of course.
Between Nike and Mr. however you say his last name.
Episode 100, we'll have more news about that. Watch.
Yeah, we promise. By or before episode 100. We're making a lot of promises now. We reached 75 and we're all talking big shit now. Got some work to do. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Did anyone buy shoes last week?
Jazz. Nope.
I did.
Hey!
This is why you're here.
I bought a pair of Air Max 720s.
Ooh,
Sunsets.
Okay.
Nice.
I love them. They're so comfy. Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
From the outlet? Or?
I bought it from the outlet right here.
Halton Hills.
Yeah.
It's not right here.
You were in the ends, dog? I was.
Oh, man. I just bought the Sunset Air Max Plus.
Okay.
A couple months
ago. It's around the Sunset wave.
So I was like, I'm going to get those.
They did the Air Max 1 as well. Sunset. Back long time ago.
It was the one, the 90.
But they were like the Essential. Air Max 1 Essential Air Max 90 Essential.
I had those.
Have you guys tried on the 720s?
Yes.
Oh my God.
tell us, Jazz.
How do you
like the 720s, Jazz?
It's insane. Oh, yeah. It's insane. It doesn't hug. So the 270 hugs your foot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Whereas this is like, has that tongue. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's the comfort level's insane.
Mm. Yeah.
Insane.
So you like
I need
them.
More. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They were too high up for me.
The back
like
heel?
When you wear,
the back heel, I felt, yeah, like it yeah. was like, ooh.
Need
like
little, I need felt, a little bit of height.
We're about the same height, so I don't know what that says about me. Anyways, is that all you bought? Just the one pair?
Last week, yeah, that's it.
Last week, oh, sorry.
Last week, but like, the week before, it was like five.
Nah.
Next up, EEE, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we will let the world know that we goofed. First up, very good friend of the show, Kellen Crum, a.k.a. The Chef Creasel. So he has a couple points, actually. First, he says, I'm with Philly on the moving thing. As someone who has moved 17 times and works 70 hours a week, I will never not use a moving company again. Because we all said, like, hell no, we're not using a moving company. Yeah. He says, I wouldn't label the box as sneakers, first of all. Mm-hmm. And I'm there the whole time they're moving my shit. There's 0% chance any of my shoes go missing. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's facts. You said you moved recently, right? Ish?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Did you use a moving company?
No.
No? No. Was that because of trust or because of I'm not paying someone to do something I can do myself?
Yeah, pretty much.
Got it.
I can do it.
Exactly.
If I can do it, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way. He then says that dude, Miles Nadal, who's the guy who spent $1 million on sneakers from Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Miles.
Who bought all the auction shoes. You don't know that story? I'll tell you the story after. Who bought all the auction shoes is a known money launderer.
Oh.
There you go. Plot twist. He says that's why he buys cars and art to hide the cash.
Uh-huh.
He was being investigated heavy by U.S. securities years ago.
So he's like, yo, let me get rid of a milli.
I'm going to buy a bunch of shoes. Yeah. So StockX, or not, sorry, Stadium Goods and somebody. Oh, and Sotheby's. Is that how you say it? Sotheby's, the auction house.
Sotheby's.
They teamed up to auction off, quote unquote, 100 of the rarest and most sought after shoes ever in existence. And this one guy from Toronto bought all of them. Like, he just maxed out every auction, and he spent almost $1 million. And then the one shoe, the Nike Moon shoe, the Waffle Racer, one of the original waffle shoes that Nike made. There's 12 in existence. He bought the only unworn pair left for, it was like 337,000. No, more than that. 400,000. Something stupid. Apparently
47,555, I think.
Something in 500. Because we said, did someone bid the five? And he had to upbid that last 500.
Sold
to Miles Nadal.
Again.
Wearing the villain's monocle and an all black suit. that guy is apparently a money launderer, and he's a really bad guy.
Bad guy.
He then, Kellen also said, hopefully he's not a friend of the show.
No,
I don't even know who that guy trouble. Is, Miles.
If he was a friend of the show, this operation would be a lot more high tech, first of all.
Yeah.
A lot more lucrative.
A lot more lucrative.
He would launder the money through us.
Mm-hmm. Bro,
we would be taking all the friends of the show to Disney, including Jazz.
We'd have an office.
And his wife.
and record on our private plane.
We'd have an online store.
We would record on a private plane.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Like just regular Tuesday episodes. Yeah. Have nowhere to go. Let's just record on
it. I just want
to
be in the air. We want to be on the air, in the air.
Oy.
Jeez. Oh. On air, in air. Holy shit.
In like air.
In like air. In air. God damn. Three airs. Shit. Well, we better move on.
Okay.
Next up.
Oh, you got one.
Oh, yeah. We are stupid, apparently.
Yeah, we are actually.
Next up, from very good friend of the show. Last week, Joel actually called him best friend of the show, and he liked it a lot. Calby.
He even timestamped it.
He did timestamp it and posted it on his story.
Yeah, like 9 minutes or something.
Yeah. He said, you knew this EEE was coming. I tried not to. Feig is actually pronounced Feig.
Yeah.
Ronnie Feig.
He would know that.
Yeah.
He spelled it phonetically. He said F E Y E G.
Yeah.
Feig.
Feig.
Like an I.
Feig.
Feig.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm still probably gonna say feig. Not gonna lie. Yeah. Because I E to me is E.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Or it could also be feig.
It could be feig. Maybe we'll just do feig. It's like a mix of both.
Yeah.
Something different. Next up. From another good friend of the show, MD Kovacs.
Yo!
He says, yo, please have Phil on every episode. First of all, no.
No.
Next, he says, also, I have a daughter room, too. By the way, just moved from New Jersey to Virginia. It was not fun. It doesn't sound fun. I also kept the very special pairs in the front seat of the U-Haul with me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Move. I guess he drove by himself.
That's
first of all.
Crazy, bro.
That's a little bit OD.
Yeah.
But I kind of mess with it. You have one more there, Alvin?
Yeah.
What you got?
I got from Mr. Just 10.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool. Until you said it out loud, I didn't realize it meant Justin.
Justin.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just 10.
Mr. Just 10.
Justin.
Okay.
Justin.
Sick.
That's it says, by the way, the four name. Colors. He's talking about the Kobe. Oh,
Pro Tro.
Oh, the undefeated. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The four colors are for the four Kobe athletes.
We said that.
Did we?
Phil said that. Mm-hmm. Phil said that.
Okay, well, DeMar, he wasn't listening then. Mr.
Oh, no,
Justin.
We didn't know which teams, though. We couldn't figure out.
Yeah, we're
saying teams.
We got, like, two of the teams.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's DeMar, Devin Booker, Giannis, Antetokounmpo, and Kyle the Kuzma.
Giannis is a Kobe athlete?
He wore Kobe's for a minute.
I think he wears, yeah, Kobe's.
But he has his own shoe now.
Mm-hmm. Now he does.
Oh, I didn't know he was a Kobe athlete.
Those are dumb comfy too.
The Giannis's?
Yeah. The Giannis's, yeah.
Dumb comfy, yeah.
Haven't tried them yet.
I'm gonna buy a pair now.
Crazy comfy.
Thanks, guys.
Freaky comfy.
Oh, shit.
So we do have one more. Freaky. And this one was just kind of funny, so I put it in here. It was in a request. Oh, no, it wasn't in a request because I think Alvin replied to it. But it's from not friend of the show, Screwface Smitty.
Screwface.
Out of I have no clue where.
Did I reply to it?
Yeah, somebody did. I'll tell you what he said. He said, had such a horrible experience lining up for Wave Runners. This is a weird DM because he doesn't follow us. He's never liked any of our stuff.
I deleted this DM.
So he said, had such a horrible experience lining up for Wave Runners, and you said, sorry to hear, man.
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't follow us.
What the?
Like, he's never DM'd us or replied to any of our stories or anything. Mm-hmm. He just came to our Instagram page just to let us specifically know he had a bad time lining up for Wave Runners. Wow.
Yeah, well, he didn't follow us, but I just wanted to say something.
And now we're talking.
Sorry to hear, man.
Sorry to hear, man.
Sorry to hear that.
Sucks.
I want to know why he chose us, or if he just went to a bunch of different sneaker blogs and just wanted to tell them he was not happy.
He just wanted to be mentioned on all their podcasts.
It worked. If you're listening out there, Screwface Smitty, you got us. Next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This week, because in honor of Screwface Smitty,
Screwface,
this week's topic is going to be lineups. Joel.
Thumbs up.
Alvin.
Thumbs up.
Jazz.
I feel like I should say thumbs up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say thumbs up.
Yeah.
Say what you feel. Don't feel what you say. I don't know if that even made sense. What? Next up.
I felt thumbs down.
You feel thumbs down?
I felt thumbs
Your
down.
Your thumbs down? Okay.
No, I was saying up. So.
Okay. No, you don't have to agree with us. Opinions matter, Jazz.
Yeah, Jazz. Come on, man.
Next up, but you can't explain. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And Alvin brought some delicious McDonald's this week, so that means Alvin is choosing our NSR topic for the week.
Yeah.
Alvin, what do you got?
What is your dream pet?
Oh. Dream pet.
Can I tell you mine?
Yes.
Yeah. A husky, like all white husky with blue eyes. And I would name him or him Nico.
Wow. Ooh.
Like just Drake's best friend, Nico. OVO
oh, yeah.
Nico.
Yeah,
OVO Nico.
Exactly like Nico.
I'm all white with blue eyes.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
My dream pet
Nico.
would be a,
Nico, come
a sea otter.
A sea otter.
I grew up loving sea otters. as a kid. That's a seal, first of all. Know your animals. Know your marine mammals, sir. I don't know if they make noises, but they're very cute. That's my answer.
An otter?
An otter.
Yeah, they are.
They are very cute. Go to the zoo, Alvin, and go see the otters.
They got like whiskers, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah, they kind of look like cats, and I am a cat person, so that makes sense. Jazz, go.
My dog right now. Oh, he's Pekingese.
Cool.
He cries like a bitch.
That's a lame. That's a lame answer.
But he's cute. But he's cute.
Joel.
Okay, so mine would be a white Shih Tzu with wings, so it could fly.
That's a crazy dream, man. Time is up. Next up, promos. We've got one promo this week, and it is for Sneakerhead TO, which is the Sneaker Expo coming to Toronto on Saturday, October 5th. It will be at the Metro Toronto Convention Center from 12 to 7 p.m. If you're interested in going or just want to inquire a little bit more, you can check out Sneakerhead_TO on Instagram or go to their website, www.sneakerhead.market. Once again, quite a cool website.
Cool.
Next up, the moment you've all been waiting for. 21 Guestions featuring our guest, Jazz Alba. Jazz, have you had fun so far?
Yeah, man, for sure.
Well, you've seen nothing yet. I'm assuming growing up out in Whitby or Toronto or wherever you grew up.
Not Whitby, Scarborough, yeah.
Grew up
even better. Scarborough, yeah. Man. In Scarborough, you were all up on MSN Messenger. Talking to the shorties, playing 21 questions,
oh, yeah.
And you know how it ends. That's not how this ends.
I was like, how does it end? What? What happened at the end?
If you guys don't know how it ends, you were playing it wrong. So basically, I have 21 questions for you. This is so the listeners can get to know you a little bit better. First answer that comes to mind, just spit it out into the world. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay. I had to think about that one.
You're probably not.
That was the first question.
That's one down.
One down.
That's the only question you're going to get right. Number one, best shoe of all time.
Is this for me?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Infrared Air Max 90.
Ooh. You said for you, not Alvin. Number two, Air or Boost?
Air.
Number three, Jason Mark or Crep Protect?
Crep Protect.
Number four, crew socks or no shows?
Crew.
Number five, how many wins will the Raptors finish with next season?
Remember, this is going to come true. Like,
yeah.
It usually speak it into comes existence. To fruition, yes. So.
I don't know.
That's not 72. An answer. 72. 72. All right. Number six, red or blue?
Red.
Number seven, Simpsons or Family Guy?
Simpsons.
Number eight, original boxes or drop fronts?
Drop fronts.
Number 10. No, wait. Number nine. How many pairs in your collection?
70?
Too many.
Number 10, laces tied up tight or loose and dangling?
Loose.
Number 11, is 11 a prime number?
Oh, shit. What, you now you're like messing me up? No.
It is a prime number.
It is.
Number 12, should we retire Kawhi's number?
Yes.
Number 13, Kobe or LeBron?
Kobe.
Number 14, Kobe's or LeBron's?
Oh, that's tough. Kobe's.
Number 15, most comfortable shoe you own?
Probably the 720s.
Okay. Number 16, pineapple on pizza?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Number 17. I already said how many pairs in your collection. Shit. Whatever. It's in here twice. Next.
60. It keeps going down for the wife.
Yeah. For when 70. She listens. Yeah. I meant 60. Number 18. You buy something that's $13.75 and pay with a 20. What is your change?
$13.75?
Yes.
$6.25.
Correct. Jeez. Number 19. Buying shoes online or in a store?
In a store.
Number 20, what is the number one pair you own?
My favorite?
Your favorite.
Air Max 90.
Air Max infrared. 90 infrared. Yeah. Number 21, would you rather be given your number one grail, or three other pairs from your top 10, not including your number one.
In my top 10?
Yes.
I'll take the Grail.
You'll take number one. What is that number one?
Red Octobers.
What size are your feet?
Wow, you got some.
Is that what I get for coming on the show?
Yeah, the keychain.
If Miles Nadal was friend of the show, that would be the parting gift.
Yeah. Everyone would want to be on it. Oh, what shoes do I get?
So now our main discussion, we're just going to get to know Jazz a little bit. He was gracious enough to fly over here, no pun intended.
Yeah.
So we do want to talk to you a little bit. We do want to get to know the man behind the illustrations, behind the vectors, whatever it's called. What program do you use to
create?
People
think I use Illustrator. I don't. I use Photoshop.
That doesn't even make sense in my mind.
I know. A lot of people think, oh, he does Illustrator. I don't.
Wow.
I do Photoshop.
He's talented.
Exports better for web.
Okay. Well, you lost me already.
And I'm faster in Photoshop.
Huh. So.
You know why? Jazz used to kill Asian Avenue, bro.
Nah,
this guy was the one making backgrounds for everybody in a high school. No.
Back then, I had no idea how to use any of that stuff.
He was designing people's pages and shit. Damn.
Add music.
Putting the scroll for
Ryu
shout
on the
out.
Shooting the fireball. If you're on Asian, you know that fireball. Yeah.
I can't say I was.
You should have been, though. Clearly.
I probably should have been. I'm not going to lie. I probably should have been. So I think that everyone kind of best knows you now because of all the graphics you created during the Raptors postseason run. But it was regular season, too. Like, when did all this start for you, the whole Raptors thing? Because that's what kind of took off, I think. I did, like, creep your page a little bit. First of all, it looks like you delete posts. Do you do that?
I did a couple logos.
A couple. Oh, okay.
I wanted to keep it separate from illustrations. Mm-hmm.
Got it. So it hasn't even been that many posts then. It kind of just came out of nowhere, really. Like, it's like less than 100, I want to say, like easily.
Well, 100th post was the Foot Locker posts.
Yep. There you go. And then before that, you were doing shoes.
Yep.
Cars.
3D renderings, cars.
Yep. So that's where it started for you with this whole graphic thing?
Yeah. It started with shoes. I really wanted to draw shoes. I've seen so many on Instagram, and everyone's like, yo, these are dope. I'm like, yo, I could do this too. And it started there, but I wasn't gaining anything. Like, it looked like a picture of a shoe.
Yeah.
What I didn't want.
If anyone has scrolled back and looked at Jazz's
I crept hard.
Insane.
Yeah.
Like, nuts. Yeah. Like, I think the hashtag says this is not a photo or something. Mm-hmm. It literally looks like a picture.
Yeah.
Like someone used an iPhone and took a picture of your
shoes. I did one of yours.
He did one of Joel's.
I did one of your shoes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was
the
Fiotech?
Yeah.
Fiotech Air Max 1, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you weren't getting anywhere, and then you moved to...
And you know what? I just wanted people to laugh at something that I post.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing funny things. Like,
yeah.
The DeMar DeRozan one was kind of out there for me. But it was funny. You know what I mean? Like, sacrificial lamb, I automatically think Simpsons and the lamb, right? So I started there and people were laughing. So I'm like, I'm just going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
And if people keep like laughing at it, liking it, I'll just keep doing it.
So have you always been doing this whole like digital illustration, Photoshop? Like, this has been like a long thing for you or?
So when I first started graphic design, I did cartoons for fun. Like just my face.
Yep.
Literally my face. Mm-hmm. My Facebook profile picture has like six different versions of me. Yeah,
all I'm cartoonized,
right? Like practicing on myself, and then this is like the first time me drawing like cartoons on a regular.
Okay,
so
interesting. And you mentioned that it is similar to your job, right? Like you do the whole graphic design, like a little bit. So it isn't out of like left field for you to be doing it. It is kind of related.
Yeah,
I guess just the style is very.
I use Photoshop for my real job.
Yeah.
Or my full-time job.
Yeah.
Sorry. My full-time job. So that's why I'm using Photoshop for my side.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So you started doing the Raptors graphics. When did you realize it was becoming like a thing?
When other people started posting it.
Yeah.
I think there were a few names I can't even think of, but the CP24 one was like, whoa.
Yeah, dude. When I saw that, I was like, Doug, I follow that guy.
People were calling me. They're like, you're on the news. And I'm like, what? that's insane. And people started sending me stuff, and then they were like, yo, someone posted you, this person posted you. And I'm like, that's cool. Like,
so, yeah. So coming off of that, what is the coolest thing that's like come of all this so far?
The coolest thing?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's tough.
Cause you've gotten, like we said, it's been 100 posts with like 10 to 15 of those being just older. So your Instagram is still young and you've come a long way. What's the coolest thing that's kind of come of it? Like that you've seen that, like someone that's reposted or commented
some
or liked.
The coolest, like some of the comments are like, which the Raptors playoff one, people were saying, I was waiting for your post. And that to me is like,
that's damn. Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that makes me want to keep doing
absolutely more. Yeah.
I think that's probably the biggest thing. Cause when someone said that to me, I was like, that's what I want to do.
That hits you.
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
You were reposted by some other cool people too. No, like was it Jeremy Lin? Or something?
Not me. Not Jeremy Lin.
Was it?
Slim Duck did it.
Okay.
Posted the photo. A few companies have posted it. Foot Locker has posted a few.
Nice.
And the Raptors, of course.
That's
Raptors.
It.
Yeah. That's the big one.
That's what it was.
One. That's huge.
See, I knew there was something, guys. And it was. Yeah, it was
Raptors.
At Slim Duck, the most random Instagram name. Do you guys know who that is?
Boucher.
Yeah, it's Boucher.
Boucher. Like, why? I don't even know.
He's a slim duck, bro.
He is.
He's slim and he looks like a duck.
You're not wrong. So, have you always been into basketball? Like, is this
Yeah, I've been into basketball. My wife would say no, but I have been, yeah. From time.
And how, I think this is a question that everyone wants to know. How do you turn them around so quickly? Like, you're literally like someone will fall. Like KD got injured, and then all of a sudden you had a graphic. Like this stuff.
So for
is
things
like
that,
yeah.
I don't have anything ready.
Okay.
For things that are generic, like if someone were to leave a team or get dropped from a team, I already have something ready for that person, and then I draw them. Mm-hmm. The team I went on win when Raptors were going to win. I just felt like they were.
So you jinxed it.
They were.
Lost.
What game did
Jazz's
they win?
Jazz's fault.
What game did? Was it game six?
Game six. They won in six.
So
yeah.
Game five, I had it ready to post. Oh, I was holding like post button, but I lost. And
you had the caption ready.
Yeah, caption was ready already. And I have some stuff ready, but when it's like news, like new news, I'll have to go on the win. Once I hear it, I start drawing.
You drop everything and you're like, okay, I need to get this up ASAP.
Yeah, definitely.
And how long does it typically take you? I guess it depends on the graphic, but...
If there's more than one person, it'll take a long time. Yeah. If there's one person, probably like 2 hours, 1 hour.
Oh, damn. So it's not a quick thing. Like, I mean, to me, that sounds like a long time. I don't know if that's short in graphic design terms, but...
I think it's pretty quick in graphic design terms.
Yeah, that's quick.
That's fast.
So do people turn that out in like an hour or two?
And to come up with the concept, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to be able to think of like a...
Yeah, sometimes I'll just pick up from what I know from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like their episodes, something will relate to them somehow.
Always. Literally everything
like
in
one,
life. Yeah.
One new post is probably going to be Sideshow Bob with the Rake.
Mm-hmm.
That's my next one. I'm spoiling it here for everybody. I'm planning on it.
They won't hear this till Saturday.
Yeah,
so
for you. A couple days. Yeah. So I guess another question that everyone wants to know is why The Simpsons?
I don't know. Out of all the card, like
just
cartoons.
Anything, like all, like anything you could draw inspiration from, you could do like an original like cartoon because you said you had practice doing it on yourself. Like you,
yeah, I could have done an original.
Yeah,
I could have done it myself.
Not to say in a, like the least disrespectful way that it's not original, but I mean like
no, but
it's stylized after The Simpsons, and
yeah,
I think people wanted like I would want to know like why did you choose that specifically?
That's what I grew up on.
Yeah,
everyone like all the people. Well, a lot of people grew up on it, and that's why people are so. I feel like they're attracted to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's just the references are, there's so many.
It's so easy.
Yeah. It's so easy.
Endless, man.
Do you have to go and like Google some of them or you can literally pick them? Like,
all the time.
Yeah.
I Google all the time. I look up Simpsons GIF. I find a funny one. Boom,
like a famous one. And then,
The GIFs are really hard to do. Those take a lot.
Because you have to actually animate
step
it.
Step by step for me.
Yeah.
You know, some people use like animation software.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I use Photoshop for all that.
So you have to draw each frame.
That's dope. Holy shit.
It's dope for us. It sucks for him.
Yeah, for sure.
That's true.
Damn, that's crazy.
I'm sure there are easier ways and people are like, why does he do it that way? But that's the way
that's just the way you know. Yeah, exactly. So what do you think, like, kind of just spinning off that, like it is kind of a thing now. To do the whole graphic design thing, especially to animate stuff. Like we talked about it earlier, the turned yellow thing. What do you think of this whole craze of like, especially even in sneakers, I see it all the time where people are like doing graphics or illustrations of sneakers. Like there's the guy who follows us, Vectored Souls. Like there's a bunch of different people who are doing it. What do you think of this whole wave right now? Because it seems to be a thing.
He has a new post. Vectored Souls.
Yep.
The machine. That's dope.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. If you love it and you want to draw it,
yeah,
show it. Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a wave for sure.
Is it like a competitive thing or is it more of like an open, like happy atmosphere? Like, do you find, because I think sneakers, when they first started, it was like a competition, like Screwface thing. Like, no one was happy that someone else got a cool shoe. Like, is it the same in the design community where people are kind of like, oh, this guy's getting credit? It's just not that good. Like, is it one of those or is it kind of just.
It's going to be that with everything.
Yeah,
with anything. No, but when I see like. Vector Souls has some cool stuff. I saw, I don't know if you heard of Casey Bennerman. He does NBA stuff.
Okay.
I just, like, when you follow so much stuff, you just keep getting the same stuff in your Explorer feed.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of sneakers, a lot of NBA, and it's all illustrations. So, I love everything.
Do you plan on continuing this, like, through the next season, like, as heavily as you did for the playoffs, or?
Yeah.
Because you were, like, super heavy in the playoffs.
Daily.
It was, like, once a day.
Daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but then school happened.
Yeah. And then he disappeared off the face of the planet. Yeah. He did the shoe haul one. And he's like, I'm out. Yeah.
No, so after the playoffs, I started school. And I was like, I need to keep up. But it was almost impossible to do school and draw literally every day.
Yeah.
Like for the playoffs, I was every day.
Single day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And something new every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great.
It was fun. It was so much fun.
We loved it. Yeah. Thank you.
It was fun making it, but my time was like, I had no time to do anything else. It was school, like full-time school, then draw like cartoons. Mm-hmm. But it was fun.
And you do plan on continuing it through the next season. Do you want to just do like Raptors or now do you want to just kind of do the whole league? Like, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking the whole league.
Just whatever kind of news.
I'm thinking the whole league. Like the Raptors, of course, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just the big news, if you see something on the score, I want to be the cartoon version of that.
Oh, okay.
If you see something on TSN, I'm going to be that.
So same you want to be news, but cartoon. Version. Yo,
real talk, though, one of your posts was like an announcement for something. And I actually checked if it was real because I never heard of it. I was like, okay, this is Jazz. Jazz usually says like the real shit. So I checked it. I'm like, oh, shit. So
do
I
you got remember
the
what it was
from you. I can't remember, I remember just checking something. I was like, is this...
No, I wouldn't draw a fake one. I mean,
not that I doubted you. I never doubted you, but I was like, yo, I never... Like, because I guess I wasn't on my feed the whole day.
So and you got
like,
the news from
Jazz's post was like the first one to pop up. You know when you open your Instagram?
Yeah.
It's like the first post. I'm like, yo, for real? This fucking happened? Like,
what? That's another thing that got me in because people were like, yo, you're so quick with it. Like, news comes up.
You're breaking news.
I want to be quick like that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I watched that Drake and Chris Brown video because of you.
Yeah.
It makes sense. You know what I mean? Like,
nice.
Like, that one actually got a lot of attention from all the Chris Brown fans.
It's dope, man.
That got
it's
a lot
dope.
Of attention.
Yeah.
So do you want to expand it outside of basketball? Or, like, do you think... Because you've dabbled in it, but, like, was definitely... the mainstay for you.
Yeah, that was my start. I think going forward, I'd like to do everything else, but with a full-time job, it's
super
very
tough.
Difficult.
Yeah.
I have to be very picky with what I draw.
This is very true. What about more into sneakers? Because it is another passion of yours along with basketball.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd do more into sneakers? Because the stuff you originally did, obviously, was super cool. Doesn't match your style right now. But could you see yourself doing other stuff in sneakers in any other way?
Yeah, I still want to keep doing that. This is not a photo type of work.
Mm-hmm.
I think when people see it and they see the different steps of drawing something so intricate, it's cool to get the response from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And maybe have those as like prints. Yeah. I think that would look nice up on a wall.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, I definitely want to, do everything. But
yeah.
But then there's
that,
so
that thing called work, right? How long would one of those take? The this is not a photo thing. That has to take longer than 2 hours.
Like yeah,
that
definitely.
Looks like it takes 4 days.
It takes about, I'd say total 5 hours.
Wow.
Oh, 5 hours.
Yeah, that's
five
much
hours.
Better, right? 5 hours.
Maybe 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
And for that, I use Illustrator and Photoshop.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. I just learned Illustrator and I thought I was like a champion. Like, I was killing it.
I can move this shape here.
Yeah, exactly. This has a border now. Drop shadow. I feathered it. So it's kind of going off of like what you'd like to expand it to, where would you kind of like to see it go? Like you said, you'd want to break, be able to break, not necessarily break news, I guess, but be able to be one of the first people with the news on your page. Where else could you see it going? Like, could you see it turning into a full-time gig in any way? Or like, what's the dream for jazz.alba? That is the full-time Instagram, right?
Gig.
Yeah.
Nice.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. But I don't know. I mean, I'd have to get away from The Simpsons if I were to do the full-time gig.
Yeah.
It's just licensed and all that
stuff. Of course,
So, I mean, yeah, I'd love to do this kind of stuff for a full-time gig. That's probably my dream job.
Do they
I loved doing this, like this Raptor playoff season, and if I could do this for the rest of my life, I would.
I was going to ask, like, so you never kind of felt like it was a chore because it was every day. It was never like, oh, I have to do one today. Like, you were never...
Not one time did I ever feel that way.
That's sick,
Everything was fun. That's drawing awesome. Everything.
Does The Simpsons actually have, like, licensing on, like, their likeness,
that's
I guess?
That's the thing. Like, it's just a style, right?
Yeah.
That's so what I'm not
like,
sure.
When you said it, I was kind of like, but you're not drawing Marge Simpson. Like, but you're drawing...
If I were... Like, if... So all my posts, I steal something from them.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I, whether it be like a background of something, like, or like I stole the cast for the LeBron pool.
Yeah.
Like I can't use that. But that's a good question. Like I always thought about, would I get in trouble for this? I think I
guess there's only one way to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, facts.
It's a style.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm not sure if that's been, if I can get in trouble for that.
Well, you know who we have to ask, don't you?
Our, Highbrow Sneakers.
Our legal advice counselor, Highbrow Sneakers out of London. If you're listening to this, let us know if a style can be copywritten or trademarked.
Yeah, let us know so that we can tell Jazz. And Jazz
I should know this.
Jazz can go ham.
Of all people, he should probably know it.
I should definitely know this. I'm not prepared.
It is his job. And so you mentioned your 100th post was a Foot Locker post. Are you allowed to divulge any more information on air, firsthand, what you're working on with this brand, or no?
coming soon.
Once again, he does not know.
In the store.
To a store?
To a store near a few people.
There you go. That's a good enough hint, I think. Yeah.
I'd say it's more my style.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your style.
My style.
Cool.
That's very ominous.
When you see it, you'll see it.
You'll know. You'll know.
You'll see it. And if you don't know, on the bottom right, you'll see it.
In case you're wondering. It's got my name on it. So I guess just to kind of round it out, what does the future hold? Like, what else? You mentioned that a full-time gig would be cool, but what else do you see yourself doing in the near future, far future? Where do you see it going?
I would love to do sneaker collabs.
That'd be crazy.
Whoever.
Pick an ideal one and we'll let them know.
Like brand?
Yes.
Nike.
Okay, Nike. You're listening.
No, Nike.
For sure, Nike.
First us, then Jazz.
Or combination.
Or now we're talking.
There we go.
What shoe would you do?
Any
shoe in the world you could do.
Any shoe.
Any Nike or Jordan shoe.
Nike slash Jordan.
I would say Jordan 1, but everyone does the Jordan 1.
But there's a reason everyone does the Jordan 1.
It's like the silhouette.
Yeah, it's the silhouette.
So then an Air Force 1. It's like the same thing.
Yep. The silhouette. Do you have an in mind what you would do? Kind of putting you on the spot a little bit, but you've clearly thought about it a little bit, so.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought about it. I wouldn't just paint over the shoe.
Yeah, no, that's lazy.
So the one thing I like about the Air Max 90 is the color blocking.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's set up, their colors are set up. Mm-hmm. So I would have to do something like that where the color blocking just makes sense and stands out. It's simple. You can wear with anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you would do something more neutral. Because when I imagine, for some reason, when I imagine a Jazz Alba X Simpsons. Nike. Yeah. Not Simpsons necessarily, but just like the vibrant cartoony colors like the pinks and the blues and the I guess yellow but you think that would be cool too, I mean that's what I imagine.
There's two different ways of doing
absolutely.
It Safeway
yeah
and then
who's the to say you're not getting two shoes bro
exactly like, that's the dream right there
it's a pack
yeah it's
the Jazz Lows and highs.
There's the Jazz and then the Alba
the Jazz one would be the crazy
the Jazz one
for sure
and the album.
Done.
You guys are giving me Nike, too many ideas, man.
Hit us up, bro. That's a sick pack right there.
Run it.
I'd buy that.
I'd buy it. I already retail. Bought it. I pre-ordered it.
And resell.
Retail and resell. Retail
I bought resell, all bro. And I'm reselling yeah.
all. Anything Sean you guys have to ask Jazz before we let him go back to wherever he said he's
my
from?
Flight?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to catch his flight soon, huh? Yeah. I don't know. Nothing off the top of my head right now. Mm-hmm. I could just DM him if anything, but
yeah, nothing on my side too.
The only question that you're not allowed to answer is just let us know when we're gonna do the Canada Got Soul Ooh. X Jazz Alba collab. And hell with yeah. that, thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. That is www.facebook.com/group/cgs.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, stories, recaps, and much, 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 much more. That is www.canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Obviously, do not forget to use the hashtag canadagotsoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
And Jazz Alba.
You can find me.
Where can they find you?
J-A-Z, jazzalba.jpg. I was about to spell it out. jazzalba.jpg. Where can they buy your stuff?
Do you have anything for sale right now? Yes.
I do. That towel, though. It's so soft. but I might.
Not
be,
for long.
I might be taking it down shortly.
Really?
Yeah. And limited. Just think about next steps.
Oh. True.
Nice.
Okay. But you do have a website,
I
correct?
Do.
Hit the link in the bio.
Link in bio. Link thank in you, because I can't even remember it.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 75 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. Peace.
Link in the bio.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
Linkinbio.jpg.
Jake says, it's like, damn it.